For those who haven't yet attended, what do you do at an archaeology film festival?
Well, we try to show a selection of the best films produced in recent years on archaeology, whatever the subject. Then we also dedicate a part of our program to a main theme. This year the main theme was Africa, Lost Civilizations. And then apart from the screenings, we also organize conferences and exhibitions, which deal, of course, with archaeology. Another concern for us is to invite as many producers, filmmakers, and archaeologists to the festival so they may meet with the public and also meet together and why not set up some projects in collaborations. We try in the festival to create, you know, a friendly moment where people can meet together.
Please describe how your festival began. How did you get it started?
Well, the festival is due to a bunch of friends which were fond of archaeology and who decided 15 years ago to share their passion with the broader public possible. Since there were not a lot of communications on archaeology, they thought it might be a good idea to develop a product which would go to reach the public. They created then the Archaeology Film Festival Association in 1986 and held the first festival in 1988. From an amateur organization at first, the festival has become through the years more and more professional, and now the association is able to hire two people full-time to organize the festival.
So could you go into the reasons why a little bit more? Why is it useful and important to have such a festival? What does it do for your audience?
Well, in fact, you know, people have always been interested in their past and cultural heritage, but it was obvious that there was not a lot of communication on the results of the research on archaeology. And in the 80s, let's say, the results of the researches were mainly reserved to an elite and to scientists. And there was a demand from the public to learn more about their cultural heritage. And the festival was born from that statement to answer a public's demand to know more about their past and their cultural history.
Do you see archaeology as a form of entertainment, or do you think that it has a broader importance?
Well, I think archaeology is really important in understanding our past and where we come from. At first, it cannot be considered as entertaining, but it must look like if you want to interest a wider public. People, even if they are willing to learn, need entertaining things. If not, they don't pay much attention. That's why we decided to set up a festival, which is some kind of an entertainment. Before the rising of the festival, there was no real entertaining things to communicate on archaeology. Since festival has been set up, we can notice that there's a lot more films broadcasted on archaeology. TV shows are more numerous, and TV channels contact us very often to get information on archaeology films.
Is there really an audience for archaeology film festivals? What kind of people come to your festival?
Sure, there's an audience for Archaeology Film Festival, and I would say it has been constantly increasing. Nowadays, archaeology is no longer limited to scientists. In the beginning, most of the people attending the festivals were retired people because they have time, but there has been a noticeable change in the last years. Now the public is more mixed, I would say. The variety of public ranges from students and teachers to children, retired people, of course, or doctors, any kind of workers, you know. It's more difficult to be precise on what condition the public is.
Can you describe the kinds of films that you have screened at your festival?
Well, each time we try to provide our public with a variety of films from all over the world, dealing with well-known subjects like ancient Egypt, or dealing with less-known civilizations or mysteries. For example, we've shown a film on the Socotra Island, which is near the Yemen coast. I doubt many people had heard about that island and that civilization before we shown the film. We also screen, for example, an experimental some experimental archaeology films, and also a small film which is quite interesting from my point of view, because it's a film which is the result of a project made out by an educator and children in a school. The title of the film is 9 Mile Canyon. It's quite interesting because it shows how you can interest the young public into its own history and its own archaeology.
I might add that that film is on the Archaeology Channel right now. Where do you get funding for your festival? Where does the money come from?
Well, our fundings come essentially from local, regional, and national institutions. I have to say that they've backed us from the beginning. So it means that there was really an interest for that kind of festival. The city council also provide us with some help, I would say. Well, they don't give us any money, but they provide us with the theater for free and also the exhibition rooms as well as the town hall lounge for the award ceremony, which is for us a great savings, you know. If we had to pay, it would be really expensive for us. We also get some funding from a private company, and we are trying every year to get more and more private funds.
And who do you work with to set up the festival? Can you describe the group of people that work together to make this happen?
Well, at first we work with the benevolent people who set up the association 15 years ago, and we also developed contacts and close collaborations with archaeologists, filmmakers, universities, producers, and the other existing festival with whom we exchange information. Now, concretely, to set up the festival, we work in close partnership with the House of Archaeology, which is part from the Bordeaux University of Humanities, I think. They are very helpful because they have all the contacts in the archaeology field, so they help us a lot. They also help us a lot in the selection of the films to make our program.
Is it hard to find films? How do you find the films that you show at the festival?
Well, I would say it used to be hard to find films. Now it's getting easier. I mean, the festival is now well-known and considered, so people are less reluctant to send films. We also receive submissions from companies. We don't even have them in our database, but they've heard about us from archaeologist, a filmmaker, and then they contact us to submit their films. Well, in the first years, it was almost impossible, you know, to make a selection because we only had enough films to complete our program. But it's been quite different in the last two festivals. We receive, in general, between 70 and 80 films for each festival, and we only have time to show 40 of them. So you see that we can speak now of a real work of selection. This work is made in collaboration with professors from the University of Bordeaux, and they are mainly archaeologists, historians, and also non-specialist people as I am. The main point to find films, you know, I think is public relations. That's why we used to attend the other festivals, to get ourselves identified personally and then get new contacts. Year after year, we built up a database of filmmakers, archaeologists, and producers to whom we send a call for entries about 10 months before each festival.
Now, I understand that there are a number of such film festivals that are happening in Europe. Do you work cooperatively with the other festival organizers?
Yes, we do. Strength comes from union, you know, so all film festivals organizers work in close collaboration, mainly to exchange their contacts and also the translations of the films. Lately, a federation was set up to make that collaboration concrete. The first step will be to create a common website where all festivals will be represented. I would add that that collaboration is not limited to existing festivals. It can also act to help a new festival. That's what happened, for example, with the Swiss festival in Nyon. We provided him with contact lists and advice, too.
Now, tell us about your next festival. You recently completed one this year. When is your next festival? Have you worked out the dates and the theme?
Well, the next festival will be held in October 2004. I think it should be from 25th to 30th of October. The main theme will be the Vikings. One part of the program will be dedicated to that theme, but two-thirds of the program will be dedicated to recent archaeology films, whatever their subject. I'd like to add that the main theme has been chosen by the public during the final screening last October. In fact, we used to propose the public three options, and they choose which option they want to have in 2 years. I think it's a good way for us to please the biggest part of our public and then see them again.
Well, let me extend our best wishes for the success of your festival, and thank you very much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.